Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. As usual, Mahoney, we got some good news and we got some bad news to get things going today. And I will tell you that, I warn you, the bad news is quite bad news.
Well, I feel like you got to get it out of the way, Dave. Let's go with the bad news to start today's show.
This bad news comes to us from the Great White North, from Canada.
Okay.
Back in July, a 34-year-old from St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada, and her boyfriend.
Where?
St. John's, Newfoundland.
Newfoundland?
Yeah.
Newfoundland?
Newfoundland? Is that how you say it?
I think it's Newfoundland, yeah.
Well, that was the bad news. I don't know how to say Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Okay.
By the way, can we just backtrack for a second? What a dumbass name. Yeah. It's Newfoundland.
Yeah, it's not Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Like, it's not spelled that way.
It's in Canada. They went to her and her boyfriend, this 34-year-old woman and her boyfriend went to a Bryan Adams concert.
Oh, no.
Okay. While they were at the concert, the woman left her seat to get closer to the stage, which kind of against the rules, right? Mm-hmm. You got your seat. You can't just walk right up front
because
other
people
will pay for those
seats.
When you're
in the presence of a superstar like Bryan Adams, one of the greatest exports ever to come out of Newfoundland, you can't be going up to the stage without a ticket, lady.
Well, a guy that was sitting right up front that had paid good money for his front row seats was a little bit upset because she just walked up there into his zone.
Uh-huh. And he had to pay and she did it.
They got into an argument. He took out his phone to report her. And that's when her boyfriend walked up also to the front where he was also not allowed to be.
Uh-oh.
Grabbed the phone and chucked it.
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
Well, security quickly came in and they broke it up and they said, lady, you need to go back to your Newfoundland at your house.
Uh-huh.
They kicked her and the boyfriend out. And when they got home, the woman was furious with her boyfriend for getting her physically removed from Bryan Adams.
Oh, boy.
And I don't blame her for that. This part I do blame her for. She stabbed him in the face.
Oh. Really?
In the face.
That escalated.
Yeah.
Was it with an arrow from the movie Robin Hood?
She was just in court and was convicted of common assault, which
that's it.
Seems like it's not enough because there's nothing common about stabbing somebody in the face.
In the face. Like, I feel like there should be extra charges for the face,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, You don't go up to somebody and just like stab them. Like
not the moneymaker, babe.
Like in the butt? Sure.
Sure.
Whatever.
The arm? Fine.
Fat of the thigh?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But like
not the face.
Junk in the face, that should be an additional crime, not simple assault.
Some good news.
It should only be assault if it's in the ass.
So some good news. A Pennsylvania native, her name is Nicole Grimes, was 10 years old when her best friend was a dog named Chloe. Chloe was a gift from her grandmother and small Pomeranian poodle mix was loved by everyone in the family.
That's nice. Yeah, nice little gift.
When Nicole turned 14, her father got a new job working from home and he needed the job to take care of his family. But Chloe's love of barking was putting his employment at risk. Mm-hmm. So they had to give the dog up to a local animal shelter, hoping she would find another family that loved her as much as they did. Well, Chloe's now 21 years old.
Okay.
Has a family of her own. She's married with a young daughter. She thought about Chloe a lot over the years and looked forward to one day bringing another dog into her own life.
They sent her dog out to the farm?
No, more specifically to an animal shelter.
Yeah.
Let's not kid ourselves.
I thought that dog was living its best life out on the farm, Dave.
Locked in a cage this whole time.
Oh.
When her daughter turned one, she decided it was finally time. She was on Facebook one day. She came across a picture of a small, long-haired dog that needed a new home. Elderly pooch reminded her of her long-lost Chloe from all of those years ago and decided, you know what? I really like this dog. I want to go visit this dog. Finds out the dog's name is Chloe. You probably get where this is going. Dog has a microchip.
Yeah.
Ends up finding out it's actually her old-ass dog, Chloe, that
has
been in the shelter
for all these years?
For 11 years. Well, I guess for 7 years. She had the dog 11 years ago, and she adopted Chloe back.
Yeah.
But still.
No
so
one
the
wanted
that. Been sitting there for 7 years? Hey, man.
No one wanted that dog?
It's entirely possible this dog really is an a-hole, right? Because if everyone loves the dog so much, like, but you have to give it up.
The
so
mix
you give
is
it
really
up,
cute.
And then over the course of 7 years, nobody adopts it. Or maybe somebody did adopt it, and then they also gave it back.
Like, I don't want this anymore.
Yeah. And so
you can't be giving dogs back, man.
No.
You adopted. That's on you.
Man.
That's on you.
That's on you.
That's on you. But if you are that dog and you're like, oh, I haven't seen you in 7 years.
Well, Hello, Nicole.
I'm peeing on every one of your shoes.
I'm chewing up all your shoes. Uh-huh. Your designer ones.
Mm-hmm.
And your daughter's blanket.
That's right.
Your one-year-old daughter's blanket.
You made a mistake. My revenge can be had now. I've been dreaming of this moment for seven long years.
What do you think was more of a mistake?
49 years of dog years. You left that dog in dog prison.
50 years I've been in dog prison. Finally get out. Oh. I'm pooping everywhere.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Bigger mistake, giving Chloe up for 49 dog years or getting married and having a baby by 21?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys ever address your significant other or been addressed by maybe an ex's name? Like, you know, maybe Dave, you're in the throes of passion and you call out Mahoney's name, anything like that? Happened to me once. It was an ex-girlfriend, but I rolled with it for a while because she was still kind of hot. I knew it was doomed. Thanks.
Message deleted.
Never called my wife an ex's name or anything like that.
That's never happened to me either. Is that because you're
I've had family members do that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where they'll mess up.
But is that, well, I mean, disregarding your family, but if you call your significant other your ex's name, is that because you're not over the ex? Or is it just like
it's you
just
flub?
You're not okay.
It's like whatever, man. Your brain works in funny ways.
Yeah.
I've never done it, never had it done to me, but like whatever. If you both have names that start with the same first letter or a similar sounding, or even if they're not, whatever, man. Like, I mean, if you're like in the throes of passion, that's bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah, that's a different story. Yeah. I don't feel like that happens that often.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more of a movie construct than real life.
I would be curious if anyone's listening that you've accidentally said that in the throes of passion, because you can't keep going, right?
No, the mood is gone.
Why would you even throw a name out there if you're not like that familiar? You know, like I could see forgetting somebody's name. I'm not saying that's ever happened to me.
In the throes of passion.
That has definitely happened to you.
In the throws of passion, you forget.
All I'm saying is I can see.
Oh, baby.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Brunette.
You. You special male.
Wait a minute.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm sitting here at a stoplight, and every single car that makes a left or right-hand turn, they got some crazy head movement with the turn that they're going into. Like, they're making a right-hand turn. This guy looked like he was almost laying down trying to lean into the turn, which is crazy. Even this girl right here making a left-hand turn. Boom.
Message deleted.
People are weird, man. Behind the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
It astounds me every day how much bad driving you see. And if you want a perfect example of just how awful everyone can be at driving, try pulling up at a four-way stop where there's multiple lanes.
Oh.
Just
it's the end of the world.
How is nobody here paying attention? You just go in order of when you arrive at the little line. That's it. And yet somehow there's always some wanker who's being impatient, who's edging into the middle of the intersection when it's not their turn. And I'll just lay on the horn.
Yeah.
I'll just
you get the
because
pass.
You get close, right?
Yeah. You get the pass if the person's in front of you is going, but you got to be on it. You got to be on it with them.
No, in front of you, side by side.
Yeah,
like if you pull up and that car starts going, you got to go with them.
Yeah, you do that, right?
Yeah, but
that does not count for turns. That does not apply to turns, people.
Nope.
That is unacceptable. If you try to pull, like, oh, I'm getting to go with the turn because they're going straight and I'm turning now.
Nope.
No.
Doesn't work like that.
Nope. Wait your turn.
Learn the rules of the road.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So my girlfriend has a lot of these hippie friends, and we went over to one of their apartments the other day. I mean, this lady had a sign in her bathroom. Basically, what she was saying was, when she goes number one, she just leaves it and only flushes when, you know, it's the solid stuff. So would you let a full day's worth of pee just sit in the toilet like that?
Message deleted.
If it's yellow, it's mellow.
No.
If it's brown, flush it down.
No, Dave, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Let it mellow.
It's going to stink.
If it's brown, flush it down. I mean, it depends. How much water are you drinking every day?
But eventually, it's going to stink.
If you're really hydrated, it shouldn't really stink that bad.
Yeah.
If you let it sit out and not flush it.
Still, I mean, I don't know how potent.
I don't know. Like in the middle of the night, if I'm not trying to wake my fiance up.
Well, sure.
You know,
Mahoney has those industrial flush toilets at his place.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, man, those things are awesome.
God, all I want is one of those. I want one of those ones that you will find. I want a truck stop bathroom. I want a truck stop toilet.
Why do I feel like there's a lot?
I know.
A lot's unpacked here.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Too much to want a powerful toilet in a glory hole? I mean, come on, guys.
That's the American way.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So everybody is buzzing about Conor McGregor retiring from the sport of mixed martial art, as he put it on Twitter.
You're getting played.
You guys, quick announcement. This is actually a read from his Twitter. Oh. I decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial art today.
Oh.
I think it's still referred to as mixed martial arts.
No,
but
Dave,
sure.
He's retiring from mixed martial art, which, you know, the we just saw Violent and Bob Ross fight over the weekend.
I see. Okay.
You know, he's done with his, he's no longer going to be punching people and painting portraits at the same time.
Oh, okay.
I wish all my old colleagues well going forward in competition. I now join my former partners on this venture already in retirement. Proper pina coladas on me, fellas. None of that makes sense.
Okay. Other than he's just trying to shill his crappy-ass whiskey.
Like right. Whiskey, right?
So
yeah.
Dana White made a statement to Brett Okamoto from ESPN saying he has the money to retire and his whiskey is killing it. It makes total sense. If I was him, I would retire too. He's retiring from fighting, not from working. The whiskey will keep him busy. And I'm sure he has other things he's working on. He's been so fun to watch. He has accomplished incredible things in this sport. I am so happy for him and look forward to seeing him be as successful outside of the octagon as he was in it.
But that's, he hasn't won, right?
That's
in
all,
a while.
No, he hasn't. That's all a lie.
So here's what's going on is ESPN and the UFC just did this new deal for their pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that Conor McGregor is likely going to get a whole lot less money for headlining pay-per-view
because
cards.
You have to be subscribing to ESPN Plus so that you can now buy the UFC pay-per-view.
Right.
So
the whole deal has been changing
the price point. Right. They're lowering it by what you're paying, $5.99 a month or $4.99 a month for ESPN Plus. So you're essentially paying the same, but you're now going to have to go through multiple steps and you're only going to be able to stream it online.
Conor McGregor is not retiring. Dana White is not actually wishing him well, saying, hey, enjoy all the whiskey sales. It's a negotiation, and it's Conor McGregor bluffing and Dana White calling his bluff, and we're all somehow caught up in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. The difference between Conor McGregor and, say, a Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is one of the best boxers in the world.
Arguably the best.
The best defensive boxer we've ever seen in our time.
Total douche, terrible person. But
horrible
person. Yeah. But as far as a pure physical athlete, one of the best that we've ever seen.
Sure. Yep.
You know, I mean, all of his fights have been very, like, even the ones that, you know, some people think he may have lost, were all very close. But he has not ever officially lost. McGregor has been choked out. He has lost several times in a row now. And
he's been punched out.
He's been punched out by Mayweather. He doesn't have that star power to continue to, I'm going to retire now because in a month.
I would actually disagree with that. He's still the biggest star in the UFC. Easily.
That says something a lot about the UFC then.
Sure.
The state that's in.
Yeah, but he's...
I don't believe so. I think the guy...
Who's a bigger star than Conor McGregor?
Floyd Mayweather.
As far as UFC. In the UFC.
Could be Floyd. It doesn't matter. It's about combat sports. You quote Floyd Mayweather...
So you can't answer my question. There's not a bigger star in the UFC.
Daniel Cormier.
I love Daniel
Actually,
Cormier.
You know who's,
Daniel Cormier
you
is
want to know who's,
a much better
you
guy.
You want to know who's bigger no than Conor McGregor?
Who?
Brock Lesnar.
Nope.
Brock Lesnar.
No.
Plain and simple. But you've got boxing is bigger. Wrestling is doing these monster numbers, too. They're trying to pull, you know, they brought Ronda Rousey over. Ronda Rousey also, if Ronda Rousey came back, she lost two in a row. She wouldn't do what she did before.
Speaking of retirements, did you hear the people kicking the tires on the idea of Gronk going to the WWE? Which would be really awesome.
I don't.
That is the perfect thing for Gronk.
If his reasoning behind retiring from football I want to preserve my body. Wrestling will destroy your body.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I just don't think. I think McGregor has been all hype from the beginning. And if you're one of these fans who believe that, like, this guy was so good, he made this mystic.
Mystic Mac. That was his whole thing.
Around he caught Jose Aldo Jr. once.
Yeah, like that, but here's the thing. Is that for me, with the pure fighting, I don't think there's ever going to be a better pure fighter.
I thought he lost twice to Nate Diaz.
Than George
St.
Pierre.
Once for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's about a pure fighter for me. It's about entertainment value.
Chael
as well.
Sonnen was better than McGregor as far when it
but
came
that's
to
what I mean.
Selling.
Is that Conor McGregor is a great salesman. Yeah. I like watching him fight because there is hype to it. Even there's when you know he's going to get smoked like you did by Khabib.
It's entertainment.
Anyway, he's not retiring, so don't believe all the nonsense.
Don't buy that crappy whiskey either.
A Lithuanian man was duped, or well, he duped rather, and then he got duped in return. He duped Google and Facebook into transferring over $100 million into accounts he controlled, and he just pleaded guilty to wire fraud. The man, 50 years old, entered the plea in a federal court in Manhattan. So he set it up. It was basically a phishing scam where he sent emails to employees at the companies asking them to wire money. According to court documents, Google sent over $23 million and Facebook sent nearly $100 million to bank accounts. It looked like he was a legit company.
Like a vendor.
Yeah.
Sending
and
in.
So he would ask for this, you know, a wire invoice to be sent to accounting, and okay. A lot of times they'd go, what is this for? Okay, it looks legit, and they just forward it on, and then these invoices would get paid, but to the tune of $23 million from Google and $100 million from Facebook. Google has recouped its money. Facebook says it's recovered most of its money. The man ran the scheme for about 3 years, from October 2013 to October 2016.
You should have just
disappeared,
called
man.
It yeah. a day.
Once you get that first check.
When you get to the first
$100.
When you get to the first $100. He got over $120 million.
Like, go away.
Go. Leave. Disappear forever.
Like, go buy a country.
Yes.
Buy an island somewhere. What are you doing, man? Like, I mean, it's unbelievable how greed just has no bounds. And I mean, you've got
it's
it made.
Never enough.
The fact that you've already you already took in $50 million, and you're like, that's not enough. You took in $100 million. That was enough. And you're going to keep pushing. Where was the end game?
I'm not saying that I'm any better. Like, if I get up a little bit while gambling, the smart move is to cash out. I never do that.
But you've never, like, I would like to think that you and I, both of us, we like to gamble. But if you hit that point where you're hitting that $20 million.
Okay, let's say that you hit Megabucks or something. It's $13 million.
Well, Megabucks right now, I don't know what Megabucks. It's probably like Mega Millions currently.
No. I'm talking about like Megabucks.
Oh, Megabucks.
Yeah, at the casino, yeah.
Yeah, it's like $10 to $20 million.
Sure.
Yeah. I would never gamble ever again.
You're done. You would keep going.
Right. I wouldn't. You're such a liar.
How am I?
I don't know what's dumber. You saying that or that Brock Lesnar's a bigger star than Conor McGregor?
Brock Lesnar is a bigger star.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Who is it a fight? Who is it a fight?
Conor or Brock?
Brock.
Probably Conor.
No, he doesn't.
Brock can't even juice up anymore, man. That's who I liked. He's juiced up Brock Lesnar.
Uh-huh.
That guy was fun to watch.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You know, being a motivational speaker in 2019 can be big business, right? Like, you can sell millions of dollars worth of classes online, in person.
Sure.
You see the Tony Robbins of the world that are out there just killing it.
I keep wanting to take that Timbaland Masterclass.
Yeah, you see the Masterclass, and you're like, wait, Timbaland's going to teach me how to make beats? I'd be so cool.
But Dave, you got to get in the right headspace first.
With the Masterclass, and not even being facetious with this, those people are very accomplished, and they're teaching their craft. Like, they actually should be teaching those things.
Yeah.
Wise words from the web. A little different than that. These are people that maybe don't have a specialty, if you will. They're just generic motivational
speakers.
Dave,
they are meme masters. They will post motivational memes every morning.
That's true.
To make your month.
They do
you
have
probably
those quotes.
See it almost every single day where some chick who's, you know, fairly attractive but not overly attractive will post a selfie of themselves with something along the lines of, be kind and have courage.
It has to rhyme, though.
It doesn't.
My favorite ones are the ones looking out into the distance.
Like, yes.
Yes.
Looking ahead to what's next.
Like, who even took that picture for you? Did you set up the timer and just, like, lean it against a tree?
If you're
who's taking all these photos for you?
If you're
the poor sap that you've enlisted to do that.
If you're at a restaurant, you get the waiter.
Oh, no.
Like, can you please?
God, there's nothing
just
douchier.
Real quick, just come here.
You
I
are
just
the
need,
douchiest person
I need
in the
your
world
help.
That's, if you're
oh,
doing
man.
That.
So these people maybe don't have any business being motivational speakers and sharing their quote-unquote wisdom online, but that's not going to stop them.
It's time to get motivated. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Wise Words from the Web.
How you doing today? Man, blessings on the way. Can you smell them? Can you feel them? I can feel them when I go with the flow. I realize I can release control. Something higher is guiding me, and it's not outside of me, because it is me, but it's a higher me. Can you feel me?
What's the deal, y'all? I'm here to tell you, don't you let them tear you down about what you've been through. Don't you let them try to embarrass you, because it's nothing to be embarrassed about. What you've been through, your struggle, you had to go through that. You needed them dark nights. You needed to be homeless. You needed to lose that money. You needed that divorce to end. You needed all of this right here. You had to go through that. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about, because guess what? Without that struggle, you would have never found the strength that you have to push forward, to keep going, to progress, to get better. And you have it. So tell them, hey, yes, I did have a struggle, but baby, it was beautiful. And guess what? What's so good about the struggle is that you can always pull yourself out of that.
What's the deal? It's your girl. Don't tell me you're over there tripping. Don't tell me you over there tripping, girl. Get your ass up. Get your bomb ass up. You're educated, you're beautiful, you're great. Look at me. I'm big body bomb face, and I'm in the place. You don't have to stare, just ask for a taste. I'm looking good, I'm feeling good, and I'm smelling better, regardless of the weather. Baby, be confident. Be happy.
Shut up.
That was another motivating edition of Dave and Mahoney's Wise Words from the Well.
Who's fired up, huh?
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. X107.5.
So you're going back to bed?
Going back to bed.
Told you they meant to rhyme.
This world anymore.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So there's an app developer that wants to make all day happy hour here in Las Vegas. Jess Haran, a Boston University alumni with 7 years of corporate experience in sales, account management, media planning, and ad operations, says that the interests lie in things like enjoying cocktails with friends.
Okay.
So you went to school for a long time, studied all this stuff, and you're like, you know what I like better than that? Drinking.
Booze.
Yeah. She said that she wanted to leave her job and launch the original cocktail club here in Las Vegas. The app-based startup works with area restaurants to provide consumers with half-off drinks at any time of the day. So the app shows all of the restaurants and when they are available. So basically, it tracks happy hour for you.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool in a city that does rotate happy hours. Like a bunch of gaming bars have,
happy hours happy hour.
late at night or even normal times of the day. Sometimes a little bit earlier in the afternoon. When you arrive at the restaurant, you show your server your check-in on the app, and you receive half-off drinks with purchase of an entree all night. So they actually have a whole bunch of 7th and Carson, and Iron, Firefly, Flour and Barley, Honey Salt. I mean, these are a bunch of restaurants that I, you know, Maggiano's, downtown Summerlin.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of restaurants that I go to on a fairly regular basis.
What's this app called?
Brio at Town Square. Memberships, you do have to have a membership for this thing.
Oh, get out of here.
It's $16.95 per month.
$16.95 per month?
For an it says $16.95. Yeah, okay, so it is $16.95 per month for an annual account. So that's if you buy the full year. It's $24.95 per month for just a monthly subscription.
Man, I like booze, but you know what? I'm just going to drink at home.
That's a little pricey.
It's called Original Cocktail Club.
Like, we are getting nickeled and dimed left and right at this point. I mean, the fact that, like, Netflix, did you get the, a week or two ago? Did you get the little thing that popped up on Netflix? Like, hey, your account is, we're going to spend, your price is going up.
And price is going up.
There's not even like a
Netflix
cancel account right there. It's just take it.
It's going up, yeah.
Deal with it, bitch.
If you happen to subscribe to that new combat sports channel, DAZN,
which I do.
That literally just doubled in price overnight.
Well, if your grandfather didn't, Dave.
Oh, are you? Okay. Well,
but it's still going to be $20 a month if you go individually.
And now to watch UFC, you have to get ESPN Plus, and Apple just yesterday rolled out their new streaming service. Are you guys interested in the Apple Plus?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't follow along with it.
So let me just run through some of these things, and you tell me that if you're interested. So they have Apple Arcade, which is a game subscription service that lets users access more than 100 exclusive titles from almost anywhere, including your mobile or your desktop devices, as well as your TV in the living room.
No.
They also unveiled the new iPhone Link credit card.
This is kind of interesting.
It's dubbed the Apple Card. It has no fees, low interest rates, and cash back rewards. It also took the wraps off the new Apple. You know, one funny thing I did see
what?
Is they're like, oh, there's a new Apple Card out. A comedian friend of mine tweeted, oh, now I can charge something more than my iPhone. Cool.
That's good.
Yeah, they also took the wraps off Apple News Plus, which offers access to 300 top magazine titles and top newspapers. Yeah, it's Wall Street Journal, LA Times, and then they also revamped a video with the Apple TV app. That there's going to be channels with live content ranging from HBO, Showtime, CBS, Comedy Central, and more.
And some big-time producers, Steven Spielberg signing on. You're seeing something from Oprah's going to be on there as well. We're just hitting this point of like critical mass of...
If you do cut the cord on cable,
you're spending more.
You're still spending
because
more
because you have the apps and you have to. But get, you like,
can't
more
cut.
Yes.
You can't completely cut the cord because live sports. I want to watch what you want. Like they're I want to watch the NCAA championship.
Yeah, right.
You gotta have cable for that if you want to watch TNT or on ESPN.
Unless you're individually subscribing to all of those different services, right?
But then they all add up, and then I'm paying more overall. Or I want to watch the NFL. Like if I could just buy the NFL ticket as well, like
the NFL Sunday ticket. Yeah.
If I could just buy that individually without having to have a cable plan,
if Apple or Amazon Prime or one of these companies actually did a deal with the NFL for the NFL Sunday ticket, that would be the game changer for me.
That's going up, then your internet price is going up. That's not getting any cheaper as well. It's like they always find a way to squeeze the extra money out of you if you are a fan of sports. I'm interested about this credit card, though. Not because I think it's mostly because it's a bad deal. I mean, they offer some interesting things, but you're only getting like 1% back. But it's a cool looking card and doesn't have any numbers on it.
That's how they get you. 90% of it. If it's a cool looking card, especially if it's heavy,
it's going to be titanium.
Yeah,
so it's heavy. It doesn't have the numbers on it.
Yeah, like when you drop it on the table, I'm like, oh, wow, that's a heavy card.
Oh, you're like,
ding. Yeah. Dunk. Dunk. You're like, well, I am not getting any cash back, but man, isn't that cool?
How cool is that?
There ain't no numbers on it. Let me do it again.
There's no numbers on it.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yeah. Don't have the money to actually charge anything.
But you want to hear it again?
I spent all my money on this stupid subscription service and this other stupid subscription service and everything else. Yeah. But man, look at this thing. It's like a ninja's throwing star. Isn't that
so cool?
So cool, man.
Hear my voice.
Cover your ears.
Nicole is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Nicole? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
So this game is pretty simple. I assume that you're a big fan of alternative music.
Correct.
These songs are all very popular songs from over the years.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to sound a little bit different because the covers are really bad. And people have, for whatever reason, decided to upload these to YouTube.
Dave, this is their shot at internet superstar.
They can be the next Justin Bieber.
That's how Justin Bieber got his start, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Maybe one of these people will be the next Justin Bieber.
The new singer for Journey.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe. Maybe. Or maybe not. So, Nicole, your job is just try to figure out the artist and the song. We have three songs that we're going to play for you. If you get two out of the three, you win today. Simple enough?
Awesome.
All right. So, again, 30 seconds of each one of these songs. Just let the 30 seconds play out, and then you make your guess. Okay? Here is song number one. Best of luck, and cover your ears.
Yeah!
Yes, very Justin Bieber-esque.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I think it got winded.
That was
that didn't sound like anything.
It just sounded like a bunch of screaming, right?
Yes.
Huh. Any guesses?
Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade.
Oh my God. Oh my God, yes.
Did you not get that? Would you not got that, Dave?
No, I mean, it was pretty distracting. It sounded like what you'd hear if you're walking through the halls of an insane asylum or something.
Yeah,
you know, just
sure.
A lot of screaming. But very well done, Nicole. I'm impressed. All right, here we go on to number two. You can actually win it right here if you get the artist and the song.
I'm breaking in and shaping her. I'm checking out. I'm a prison bird. This is it, the apocalypse.
I'm waking up, I'm feeling in my bones to make my systems clone. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Welcome to the new age, to the new age.
I mean, almost the doppelganger of the original. Very close.
I mean, very little artistic,
interpretation.
Yeah, almost dead on.
Yeah.
I think that's what you hear before, you go to hell.
That's what you hear in hell for eternity. Yeah. All right, for the win, you can do it right here.
Well, they gave it away right at the end. It's Imagine Dragons Radioactive.
You did it. Yeah.
It sounds like Primus. Like if Les Claypool was high on LSD
and they decided to cover
Imagine Dragons. That's what that sounds like.
You want to try this last one just for the fun of it?
Sure, why not?
All right, here we go.
And it was called Yellow. So that. And I took my turn. Oh, what a thing they've done.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all yellow. Your skin, oh yeah, your skin and bones.
So much saliva.
I know. Like, you know when he opens his mouth.
Ugh.
Oh boy, that's
3 for 3. What do you got?
Well, I could sing along with it, but I'm lost on the artist. I forgot.
That's all right.
Darn it.
That was actually Coldplay and
Coldplay.
Yellow.
Yeah. Yes, I knew the song was Yellow. Coldplay, got it.
But congratulations, you still win today. Thank you for playing.
Awesome.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
Mahoney, I'm sure that you can relate to this. Becoming a huge star almost overnight is difficult to deal with.
Well, I don't know if you would call it me becoming a huge star overnight, Dave. It's many years of hard work and grinding.
So it's a little bit different for you.
I worked for this.
Yes, okay. Yes, you did.
Got it.
No, you didn't.
My Instagram superstar.
Michael Avenatti, he quickly rose to fame this year because of everything that happened with Stormy Daniels, and he's involved. He managed to kind of weasel his way into a bunch of high-profile cases.
Yes.
And now...
There's even talk of him that running in 2020.
Running for president of the United States. I would say that those talks have cooled considerably in the past couple of days because he has supposedly been trying to extort Nike of $25 million to keep quiet about a college basketball scam. And he's in big trouble now, and that's where it begins. So Avenatti was hit with an extortion charge in court papers filed earlier on Monday by the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York, which if you're going to mix it up with anyone, you better hope it's not the Southern District of New York in the attorney's office there. Those charges are a result of him allegedly attempting to receive $25 million in payments from Nike based on damning information obtained by his client, a college basketball coach. So he went to Nike and said, give me $25 million or I'm going to release this information, which is called blackmail or extortion,
and
which is illegal.
That's not good.
Yeah.
He said, I will release this information and it will tank your stock price.
Yep. Nike indictment says that Avenatti was also named as a unnamed co-conspirator in sources with famed attorney Mark Garagos, who has also lost his gig now with CNN. Yep. The separate federal wire and bank fraud charges that Avenatti simultaneously faces in L.A. may pose his greatest legal threat, though. He is looking up to 47 years in prison on the New York charges, if convicted, and 50 years in the California case, which resulted from a much longer running investigation involving a lengthier paper trail. But supposedly he was falsifying all of these bank documents
to get loans
in order to get $4 million in loans. And that is bank fraud, wire fraud, and everything else. And that's where you really are looking at potentially a long stay in prison for
it
that sort of thing.
It just blows my mind that if you are doing these sorts of dirty things, if you're involved in this shady kind of business, why you would interject yourself into the public light, especially when it comes to politics.
Regardless of what side you fall on, to take on the president of the United States, regardless, right?
Well, just getting involved in politics on either side.
Because
and becoming a lightning rod.
Half the country's going to hate you regardless.
They're going to hate you.
Yes.
Like, you have to be so clean and buttoned up if you're going to do that.
You know things have gotten really bad for him when Stormy Daniels is like, you know, he's a little too skeezy for me.
I let him go.
And that girl, she's skeezy.
We decided to part ways. So, but I mean, the thing I would be curious about this if it wasn't such a big company like Nike. You know, Nike has a pretty good reputation here in the United States. So, you know, for them to go to the FBI or go to the Southern District of New York and bring this to him. He tweeted out there was supposed to be a big press conference today at 11 o'clock, but that he was arrested an hour later. So maybe that was like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
That caused him to get arrested.
Well, the way
arrested.
That he did it, too. So he kind of fires over these demands to Nike and then says, let's talk about it. Gives him a couple of days to, you know, like set up cameras and microphones in the room. And then he storms in and demands the $25 million again. And he's just like, Michael.
He's doing like everything wrong and everything that's going to make himself shoot himself in the foot.
Well, you know, like I said, when you play with fire, it's easy to get burned.
So Eminem's daughter, Haley Scott Mathers, has blown up the internet again. Have you seen her with her six packs on her much needed vacation?
Yeah.
A very attractive young lady. I don't get why from, you know, like every 2 years, the internet rediscovers that she's hot.
Yeah.
Because, yes, she's hot. She's 23. And
yeah. I mean, you look at, you know, Eminem's not a bad looking guy.
Right.
And no, Kim, her mom, was a very attractive woman.
They had good looking babies.
Then you're rich.
Yeah.
You're not ugly. You're just poor. That's our problem.
That's our problem.
We're very handsome.
We're beautiful.
That's everybody's problem.
Yeah.
You're not ugly. You're poor.
Do you know who's ugly? Like 3/4 of the Kardashian sisters. But they're rich, and so they're hot.
You can fix that.
Yes.
If I only had somebody to do Photoshop on every one of my photos.
Justin Bieber is taking a break from music.
Wait, did you say Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber is going to continue plowing away making music, but Justin Bieber is going to take a break from music. He said that he wants to focus on his family and his health. That thing is more important than that.
I got no problem with that.
I used to think that Justin Bieber was the biggest douche of them all, but
he kind of came off that way.
He's kind of come around. Like I feel like he actually really loves his
wife.
There's
so many more douchebags that have come to light since then.
By comparison,
like Michael Avenatti.
Yeah,
like Justin Bieber seems like just kind of a kid who's trying to make it in life and is at least saying the right things.
One of the biggest pop stars in the world, and you know what? We are big supporters of any sort of mental health awareness, and somebody like that who's going to take a step back from the limelight and go, you know what? I need to focus on family, focus on my mental health, and get where I need to be, then good on you, man.
He doesn't need any more money. He doesn't need a tour. He doesn't need to do any of that stuff.
No.
And so, you do you, man. Live your best life. And finally, the biggest news of the day. Nicholas Cage, right here in the fine city of Las Vegas, has applied for a marriage license for his 25-year-old girlfriend, Erica Koike, I think is how you say her last name. Applied for it on Saturday, according to the county's website. Koike is listed as a makeup artist on IMDb with one credit for a 2012 film. It was a short film, specifically.
Oh.
The pair have kept their relationship low-key, although they were spotted vacationing together in Puerto Rico back in April of last year. Cage has been married 3 times.
It's not that much.
He married his first wife.
4 times a charm, Dave.
Patricia Arquette.
He was married to Patricia Arquette.
Back in April of 1995.
They
later divorced in 2001. He then married Lisa Marie Presley.
I remember that.
August of 2002. But filed.
Wow. What a different world that was.
Yeah.
Because when she was with Michael Jackson first and then with Nicolas Cage.
Something like that.
Yep.
God,
what a weird, weird world.
But he's also a fan of Elvis Presley. Right?
Super fan.
Yeah.
They got married in August of 2002 and divorced in November of 2002.
Okay.
So it was like
a
2-month marriage. You're like, well, all right, banged Elvis's daughter. See you later. And his third wife, Alice Kim, they married in 2004, and they actually have a son together. They split after 12 years of marriage. That was actually a pretty good clip there.
Yeah. I don't know if you were there. I think you had left when we were at the Bellagio hanging out with one of our friends who was in from Albany, and we were having some old fashions at like
11 o'clock in the morning.
11 a.m. Yeah. And I think you had to leave.
I had work to do.
You had work to do.
I couldn't get drunk at 11 a.m. with you.
Oh, yeah. You're so much better than I am because I can't.
I'm not better than you. I just actually had at 11 a.m. No, I had to go call like a 12-hour WPT final table.
But you missed seeing Nicolas Cage walk out from that piano bar that we were hanging out.
He was
out
there?
With. Yes. And he was with his soon-to-be future wife.
Ian, can you confirm this?
I also had to leave that day, and Mahoney didn't even text me or call me.
He's lying.
Because there's I'm not no lying.
Cage. He's lying.
He's a liar.
You're trying to give us FOMO. There was no Nicolas Cage.
There was all sorts of Nicolas Cage.
He's just bummed that we left him at the
because
bar alone.
I'm not a douchebag. If somebody's trying to enjoy a old-fashioned 11 a.m. like myself, I don't want to be approached and asked to be taken a picture when I'm trying to enjoy myself.
So you have no proof. There's no witnesses.
There was. Our buddy from Albany.
Oh,
was
really?
There.
The guy who's not here right now on the radio.
Call him right now.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you like routine, like the same thing every day, or do you like to mix things up? I'll be honest. In my old age, I'm totally okay with routine. Same thing every day. As long as I don't die at this point or fall, I'm good.
Message deleted.
Love a good routine. I eat the exact same thing for breakfast every day of the week, Monday through Friday. I have my little routine for how I make it while I'm making my coffee, while I'm listening to my little news update on my Alexa. I know exactly where everything is, and I feel like a little ninja when I... You know those montages from like Commando and Rocky and all those movies where, you know, like the, everything just falls right into place.
Is Eye of the Tiger playing in your head, you douchebag?
No.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes. No, but just like...
As you're mixing your oatmeal together.
Even as I'm like toweling off in the morning, I'm like... Do.
But do you feel like when you get pulled out of your routine, like it just kind of messes you up?
Yes, I hate it.
You kind of get drained from it?
A creature of habit. I like when things are different. I do like you know, when things in the world aren't always the same. Like, I love the fact that we were talking about this yesterday, that this job is different every day to some degree, you know? But there are certain things, like getting ready, I don't need any blanking surprises during that.
Routine, I don't think there's any. I think it's something you appreciate as you get older.
Yeah.
Certainly. Yeah. You know, I don't... I wouldn't say I have a routine that I stick to every day, but like when I get into a routine, I'm good until I break it.
Would you think that like not showering in the morning would be a routine for you at this point?
What do you mean not showering?
Not showering.
I like showering at night, man.
Yeah. It's better to do it at night.
Yeah. You're
it's
clean.
Not better to do it
yes,
at night.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Well, no, it's like a poll. Clean.
I say it's better to shower at night. Night. Sylvia?
At night.
Ian?
At night.
That's a 3-1 day.
All of you are morons. No.
How are we morons?
Well, first off.
You're getting into your bed all nasty and sweaty, man.
Yeah.
Who cares? You wash the sheets. Like, what are you talking about?
It relaxes you.
If I go to the gym or something where I'm actually nasty and sweaty, I'll shower before bed. And then I also shower in the morning. Need the shower to wake me up for one. Secondly, bedhead. Like, look at Mahoney's hair. It looks terrible every day.
My hair's fine. What are you talking about?
No, it looks like he slept on it. Ian wears a hat and Sylvia hangs upside down when she sleeps. She's a vampire.
I get volume that way.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I don't trust these studies that talk about how you have to brush your teeth twice a day. I mean, to hell with that, I clean the crap out of my teeth every morning, and the rest of the day, you know, I just use mints. I mean, my teeth are pearly white, and they never stink.
Message deleted.
I mean, they're studies. Let's say you should brush your teeth
twice a day.
Are
they studies? Have you read these studies, or you just read articles? Nobody's that. When was the last time any of us read a study? We read somebody's summary.
Right. Nobody reads the study.
Then what do you know? Like, we don't know what that study says.
Yeah, we do. It was summarized very cleanly in this article.
Was it?
Yes.
That just could be
you
the
just
journalistic.
Want to argue because I told you that showering at night stinks, and so do you in the morning.
I put on deodorant.
That's good.
And cologne.
Sylvia.
Tommy Bahama. That's what I'm wearing right now.
Tommy Bahama cologne?
Oh, yeah.
You sprayed that on your $8 hoodie?
This is not an $8 hoodie. This is a $12 hoodie, I'll have you know, from American Apparel.
Oh, very nice.
So it's fleece lined.
It does look like it's a kind of the slim fit.
No,
a mistake.
He's a hipster.
No, that's just the fat coming through.
Is that what it is?
Oh. Yeah.
The hot dog's been in the microwave a little too long?
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys, like, ever bloop and then, like, immediately give, like, a guilty glance towards Ian? Or, like, just sit there and be like, hey, that wasn't a bloop. That was just me thinking. I could see Mahoney like doing something like that. I don't know. Have a good day, guys.
Message deleted.
Every time. As soon as we bloop, we're like, oh boy. And if you look over, so Ian's to my right. If I look over and he's in his own studio, but if I look over and he's got his little pen out and he's just scribbling in his little notepad, I'm like,
got caught.
I don't care. Whatever, man. I'm helping, making his job easy.
He's the one that looks over at me every single time.
No, I'm just trying to.
He winks at me. He blows me a kiss.
I just make eye contact. Okay.
Yeah,
you know?
He's like, you're
trying to
welcome.
Make a connection.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Shower at night.
Shower at night, man.
How do you even wake up in the morning?
With an alarm.
Yeah. Just wake up. Get out of bed.
It's not that hard.
No, you got to blast me in the face with something.
Nah,
get me going in the morning. The hotter the better, you know?
Oh, God.
Just cover me. Talk about water.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
It is a fascinating thing, the way that the drunk mind works.
Yep.
Like this fella in South Carolina, he got pulled over and he knew right away he'd had too much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, man, what am I going to do about this? And, you know, you've heard the old wives' tales over the years about
sucking on pennies.
Yeah, like a handful of change in your mouth and it's going to neutralize the alcohol
and then
the breathalyzer is not going to work.
Okay.
That doesn't actually work at all. You're just sucking on dirty pennies, you dummy. But this guy had a much more intuitive plan.
What's that?
Did he have some banaca? Do they even still make banaca? Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
You know, I'm not sure.
Did you ever have a thing of banaca?
Yes, I did. Yes,
like
I did.
Like the breath mint.
Yep.
Oh.
In fact, like burned.
Not just banaca, but even like the knockoff banaca. The knaca. Banaca knaca? You know what I'm talking
knock-off?
About.
Knockoff?
Exactly.
Banaca-off.
Just the double spray mouth freshener in general doesn't really. When's the last time you saw somebody using one of those?
20 years.
This guy took things to the next level by using spray in his mouth.
Okay.
He used Axe body spray. Authorities in South Carolina say a man busted out his Axe body spray because, hell yeah, he had that on him in arm's reach. The 49-year-old was pulled over on Saturday
49.
Night.
He thought this was, like, younger.
I thought you were going to say 19.
No, yeah. He sped past a deputy and swerved into another lane. The incident says there was a 12-pack of beer on the floor, and 10 of the beers were nearly empty. The report says that he had an open bottle between his legs, exhibited signs of intoxication, and failed field sobriety tests. He faces charges of driving under the influence.
Could you think of anything worse, aerosol-wise, that's not like bug spray to spray in your mouth than Axe body spray?
Or like perfume or cologne in general.
Like, no, I mean, like, even if it was like a high-end cologne, I would think that's still much better than straight-up Axe body spray in the back of your gullet.
Taking you back to your home state, Mahoney, Missouri police are investigating an unusual incident that occurred at an Enterprise rent-a-car location last Thursday. Two employees became dizzy and shaky, didn't know why. The workers were taken to an urgent care center and then transmitted to the hospital. Officers questioned a 19-year-old male employee, and he admitted putting LSD in the water bottles of two co-workers and in third employee's coffee cup.
Cool.
Police say the man told them he did it because his fellow employees had negative energy, man.
Okay.
The workers' reaction is consistent with the use of LSD. The Enterprise workers were okay after the effects of the drugs wore off. No charges were filed until lab tests are done on the water, but the suspect could face a second-degree assault and possession of a controlled substance charge.
Yeah, dosing somebody unwillingly or unknowingly with LSD.
That's pretty bad. Like, if you, like, sneak somebody some MDMA, they're like, hey, man, this is pretty cool.
Out of any drug that I would like to be slipped, that would probably be the top
of it. Like marijuana, because it's pretty mild.
Like, yeah, maybe chilly. Like in a...
like an edible or something
like
that.
But even then, I don't want to get slipped a edible that I think is not an edible.
Right, no.
You know, that's not like what I want to experience.
Yeah.
But LSD...
LSD is pretty bad, man.
Probably the lower end of all of those drugs.
You start hallucinating and, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that they just accidentally gave away all the minivans?
Just take... pick one and go.
Just go, man. Just go.
Everybody's Patrick Warburton.
Fear and Loathing in Missouri.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's,
that sounds terrible, doesn't
it?
There's a lot of loathing in Missouri, I'll tell you that much.
So a judge suggested a Hawaiian man refrain from drinking Pepsi after he told police that going to the store to buy soda is when he got caught driving a stolen car. The second circuit judge made the suggestion Friday while sentencing the 21-year-old. He pleaded no contest to an unauthorized control of a propelled vehicle and driving without a license. He was arrested on June 12th for stealing a sweet-ass 1990 Honda Accord.
1990?
Yeah.
If you're going to steal a car, maybe something that's not 30 years old at this point.
You know, he kind of got off, though. The judge said, you're addicted to soda, which is why you stole this car. So stop drinking Pepsi during your probation. But he's going to have to perform 100 hours of community service and pay a $100 fine.
That's it?
Yeah.
For stealing a 1990 Honda Civic.
Yeah.
To go, like, how bad?
Honda Accord, sir.
Oh,
thank
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm sorry. How bad is your soda addiction? Like, I mean, like, man, what? Like, if you are hooked, if you are that sprung off of soda.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, cracker, something that's like some sort of opioid?
Oh.
Are we sure that they didn't just mix up the report that he had a coke addiction? Like,
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Do not bring me Pepsi when I ask for Coke. I will fight you on
I have
the
a
spot.
Coke addiction. Is Pepsi okay?
It is not! It is not!
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You swore that you would never become your parents, but here you are. What is your example of how you're becoming your parents? You can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. David on Twitter said, yelling at my kids at their soccer games like they're professional athletes. They are 4 and 5.
You got to hustle, man. You got to hustle.
Sylvia, maybe you'll appreciate this one. Steph also on Twitter said, waking my son up 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning with Spanish music as I scream, time to clean.
Oh, yeah.
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 Is Saturday morning cleaning time in the Alvarado household?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
You're like, on leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
7 a.m.? You're way monsters.
Oh, yeah. And spring break, you know, you're still cleaning.
Okay.
Really?
Man, that's my mom let me sleep in during spring break, winter break. Like, I'd wake up at like 11 a.m.
What if you'd fallen in love with a Spanish woman?
I mean, I hope she, I mean, she can do what she wants, but don't wake my ass
yeah,
up.
Time to clean. Close the door.
This would still penetrate the door.
Yeah. What? Jeremy on Twitter said, my wife and I have hit the point where we look forward to eating dinner with the back-to-back television gold of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune on weeknights. We are 32 and 28.
I can't watch Wheel of Fortune anymore because Pat Sajak's such a clown.
Really?
But, oh, I hate Pat. Yeah. Dude, like, if you follow
he's
him.
He's been a clown the whole time.
No, but he's become a, like, even bigger, like, outspoken douchebag.
Oh, really?
Okay. Like, don't follow him on Twitter, or don't follow anything that he says to you the media. He is.
You didn't have to tell me that. Yeah. I was not planning on following him
but
on Twitter.
I get sucked into Jeopardy so fast. Like, yeah. 1 second in, I'm like, oh, I gotta watch. Now I'm in for 30 minutes. Cannot stop.
And if I know like two of the answers at the $100,
I'm the smartest man alive.
I'm the smartest.
I should yell at Jeopardy.
We should turn it off now. We don't want to get to the big $800 ones. Daily double. That's too much. Ruby said, my mom lives with us and she's become a very picky eater in her old age. If she doesn't like what I make her, I tell her I'm not a restaurant and she can either eat it or go hungry. Oh. Revenge is so sweet.
Oh. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just full circle life. Oh,
just,
God.
That is a masterpiece.
Uh-huh.
All right, more of your calls and posts coming up.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So what did you swear that you would never do? Maybe got handed down from your parents or your grandparents, and now here you are as you get a little older doing the exact same thing.
The moment for me when I knew that I was becoming my parents was when I no longer gave a damn about what I was wearing based on how it looked, but more on how it felt.
Yeah.
Like when I've switched over to a complete comfort level of clothing and shoes. Like I don't want to wear shoes that are uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't care how they look. If they're comfortable and make my feet not hurt, that's great. Pants, like I get why people will go to Walmart in sweatpants. I get it. You don't want to put on jeans, especially if they're like you gained a little bit of weight. Your jeans are a little cut in.
Yeah.
nobody wants that. Also, the extra stop. Like when you were a kid, you're like, why can't we just stop here on our way home?
Yeah.
I don't want to stop anywhere. You just want to get home. Like the moment you realize, like I don't want to have any extra things. I just want to get home, get there, and not. It'll only take 2 minutes. Nope. Can't do it. Got to go one block over. Ain't happening.
When I was a kid, I never understood why my dad couldn't make like two stops. So like if he had to pick me up from school, he wouldn't go home and then drive back to pick me up to school. Like he would just like wait outside the parking lot. And I never understood that. And it frustrated me.
But now I'm doing that.
I could sit for like an hour just so I wouldn't like go back home. Like, that's how I am now.
Jessica said, when my kids say I'm yelling and I respond back, I'm not yelling as I'm yelling. Laura said, sleeping in is now 7:30 on Saturdays and Sundays.
You've got a three-year-old and a, what is it?
Four-month-old, yeah.
What's sleeping in for you on the weekends?
Oh, if we make it to 7:15, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's something special, yeah. Beck said, when I begin complaining about loud music or loud TV or begin complaining about weird neighbors and constantly looking out the window every time I walk by to see what they're doing, you start spying on your neighbors.
Yeah.
How often do you go to your Ring doorbell? I'm on my Ring doorbell all the time at night. Like, what's going on out there? What's happening? What's happening in the backyard?
Even when you don't get notifications, you're just going to peruse?
I can hear stuff, and I'm like, what's going on out there?
If I suspect there's something going on, I've got yeah, rings all over the place.
Somebody's just talking loud out there. We'll go over what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of going to sleep early, Spencer said started getting to bed at 8:30 and falling asleep watching TV, waking up at 5:30 every single day. Gina said, when I started just saying no to everything that my children ask me. It doesn't matter what it is. Just a hard no. Going back to our text line here at 73100. Andy said, back when I was a kid, my dad used to curse in Spanish whenever something happened while I was riding along with him in the car. As I've grown older, I've started to do the same thing while driving when I encounter a stupid driver.
Hell yeah. Do you, when you think of curse words, Sylvia, is it in Spanish or English?
In Spanish.
Both? It is Spanish?
It's Spanish. Like, if I hit myself, I would say a curse word in Spanish.
Also, how dumb is it that we can't cuss in languages that aren't like if we could speak some like long lost language that nobody could speak, something that has been dead, like
Pig Latin,
something. Yeah. Well, Pig Latin's not really dead.
Come on,
but like a language that nobody spoke, but we still get fined by the FCC if we throw it out there and one person recognizes it.
Yeah,
so dumb.
While in college, before the era of smartphones, I met my parents for a trip to Busch Gardens.
Hell yeah!
Upon leaving and getting in our separate cars, my dad and I went to our respective vehicles. I pulled out my AAA map and started plotting my course back to college. My girlfriend at the time tapped me on the shoulder and pointed to my dad's car. He had the same map and was doing the same thing for his drive home. And this is when I was 20.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
This one just got texted over to us at 73100. I used to street race. Now I actually say slow down, Junior, when I see somebody going too fast in the neighborhood. Another one here on the text line. I grunt now doing just little things like sitting reaching.
Getting up. Yeah. Getting up is, I feel like, the...
Getting up off the couch, out of bed, and or the car. You're like... Yeah.
It just makes it easier. I don't know why it makes it easier, but it does.
Martha said telling my kids to lower the car radio volume. Trina said fighting about the Tupperware cabinet.
Okay.
Trying to organize Tupperware.
It's an
exercise in futility.
Wayne said the thermostat, I swore to myself I would never be a Nazi about it, but the summertime power bills say otherwise. For that, I apologize, mother. How about this one? Brian said, for the first time I spanked my son. I finally understood the this hurts me more than it hurts you, which seemed like such a load of crap when you were a kid. You're like, what are you talking about? It's not gonna hurt you at all. Francis said, I started telling stories like my mom and grandpa over and over again. My wife always tells me, you've already told me that. I reply, well, I don't remember, so I'm telling you again. I know I got annoyed as a kid hearing the same story over and over again, but now that I'm older, I get annoyed if I can't finish what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. If you start a story, and you're a third of the way in, and I'm like, you've heard it, nah, you got to let them finish.
I feel like that's true love and true friendship, though, is when the people that are with you when you're retelling a story and you know that they've heard it a dozen times, but they'll still react to it. They're like, oh, yeah. Like, they'll help to enhance it for the other people
MVPs,
that are listening.
Yeah, they always knew.
What? They know exactly what's coming. Because let's be honest. You know, as you get older in life, you've got a couple of really good stories. Yeah. The rest are just okay. But when you have somebody there that's willing to support you, even though they've heard that story a million times, and add some little flair to it, that is true love. True love, I tell you. Jessica, I love this one. My mom used to pull her shopping cart over and double check her receipt before leaving the grocery store to make sure they gave her the right coupons and sale prices. This used to embarrass me to no end. Now, I do the exact same thing because I'll be damned if I don't get my double fuel points.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I don't know what it is about the fuel points at a gas station, but I'll be at Smith's or whatever, and I'm over there, and they're like, would you like to use all your reward points? And it's like, saves me 11 cents a gallon. I'm like, I'm balling. I just saved 11 cents a gallon. It comes out to like $1.50. But for some reason, I feel like I just scored.
Dave and Mahoney.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
Ian goes out onto the streets and he talks to people in environments that are laundromats. And sometimes these laundromats are bar laundromat combinations. Other times, just regular laundromats that he stumbles across that looks like they may include interesting characters.
It always seems like no matter what laundromat I go to, I'm going to encounter some sort of character there, whether it be the attendant, the customers, or maybe the drunk just walking on the sidewalk in front. Go ahead.
I love that you give these people a chance to come clean with their secrets.
And I did just that. Guys, this one got pretty heated.
Got heated? Really? You mean you were actually concerned for your safety?
A little bit. And I only say that because the two men who I interviewed were extremely intoxicated. One of them had his shirt off, and you can clearly see, let's just say, combat wounds. He looked like he had been stabbed a lot.
Oh,
my.
Yes, a lot. You know, like those kind of scars, either that or he was shot a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually caught them as I was standing outside. They were walking past, and halfway through the interview, he wanted to fight somebody.
Super. Uh-oh. Here we go with the latest installment of Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
I've met a couple of gentlemen outside. I already told you, the segment's called Dirty Laundry.
Yeah.
What do you got for me? What's something you never told anybody before?
A crazy story. When I seen cockroaches in houses, that's not right. You know what? That's sickening, okay? You need to clean your motherfucking house. Stop telling me to clean your motherfucking house and clean those roaches out of your own damn house. How about that? That's my last girlfriend.
Was it really?
Yes.
Did she ask you to clean the roaches?
Yes. And I told her, F*** you, you clean your own roaches. I told her to go. She had to go with the roaches.
Okay, I have his friend over here.
Man, it's a motherfucking chance with the f***ing the dirty laundry. He said they got dirty roaches, right?
He did. They got roaches.
Hey, man, hey, why you looking at me like that, man?
Sorry, he's got to go fight somebody real quick.
All right. Hey, my bad. I'm sorry to come back. Man, I'm so sorry, man. I had to discontinue that right for a second because I got to kick somebody's ass.
You been drinking today?
Huh?
You been drinking today?
I've been drinking. I've been thinking.
That's an interesting combo sometimes, man. All right. I'm going to be okay, though, right?
Yeah, you been going to be very okay. But now I got to go stab this out.
No. Wait, come back. All right. So just a crazy story. Just something that happened to you.
The police told me the other day when I got pulled over, they say you have been arrested 57 times. 57 times. I said it's a damn shame.
That's terrible, man.
Very terrible, man.
Because you're a nice guy.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a nice guy, but I'm gonna me up like I'm gonna go that motherfucker.
I know. You told me you were gonna go stab that guy.
No, I ain't gonna stab him. No stabbing. It was a joke, but I'm gonna the ass up.
All right, don't make it 58 times. How about that?
Hey, pick this. If he get me, he gonna be dead 58 feet under.
What?
8 feet under?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
He's going to be so dead, I'm putting him 2 feet under, 6 feet.
Ooh.
8 feet under.
That is extra dead.
Kind of had a little Mike Tyson thing going on there, man. Scary as hell.
Wow.
Dave and Mahoney.
It's Top Stories.
Here's what's making news.
So this is really strange. A family that lives in North Salt Lake in Utah has been the target since last August of a stalker using phone calls and texts to send a parade of people to the house for legitimate services, but also for illegal activities like selling drugs and prostitution. Up to 20 people per day arrived.
Wow. Oh my God.
Saying that they were called to provide electrical, plumbing, tree trimming, towing services, according to this family. And according to the fears, the people have been caught photographing his house, looking through his window at night, sitting in parked cars out front. His family members have been contacted by the stalker with a description of what everyone is doing. This guy believes his family knows who the stalker is. They filed a civil stalking injunction against the guy, which he continues to ignore. Court records show this suspected stalker lives in Hawaii. Meanwhile, a sign is posted in the front yard now explaining to potential service providers that they are likely victims of a prank and they should call the North Salt Lake Police to report it. A police cruiser is also parked in front of the house around the clock. Police estimate the combined loss to companies is more than $20,000 in wages and uncollected fees.
It's not a prank if you are literally trying to ruin someone's life. This is...
Yeah. Like, it's one thing where, like, if you prank somebody by sending them pizza one time, right? Like, that's dirty because you're messing with everyone else's time and poor pizza delivery guy's not going to get his tip.
You're not sending hookers
and drug dealers and, like, that's, like, legitimately dangerous stuff.
And all these services, man, that like, they need to throw the book at whoever is doing that. Like that, like if that guy, if his family, if he found out who it was and he shot him, I'm like, you know what?
You kind of deserved it.
Kind of justified because you're putting his family at risk.
Maybe not kill him, but wing him.
I'm just kind of curious what the benefits of these pranks are.
No, you're ruining somebody's life.
I'm curious about that. Man. Like, why?
Like, what motivates somebody to do something like this? It's just sick.
You're a sick person.
I'm shocked. The Ball family and the Big Baller Brand.
The Ball, like LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball and Lonzo Ball and that whole family. Yeah. They may be losing the Big Baller Brand.
What's happening to Big Baller Brand, Dave?
Well, I guess their business partner, a guy named Alan Foster, used his access to my business and personal finances to enrich himself. As a result, I've decided to sever all ties with Alan effective immediately, and this could mean that the Big Baller Brand is going under because he was basically the money guy behind it, reportedly stole $1.5 million.
Anybody actually buy those like $500 Big Baller Brand shoes?
I have literally never seen anyone wearing those shoes ever.
I've never heard of it.
So you're not missing out on much. LeVar Ball is arguably the biggest douche dad in the world.
I know about that. I just never knew
about
his shoes.
After Lonzo Ball's kind of lackluster season this year, LeBron not making the playoffs, the Lakers and the Big Baller Brand could be,
Also, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah, it actually works better now that it's the Big Baller Bland.
Big Baller Bland.
So there is a seagull imitation competition that takes place over in Belgium.
Okay.
And here's some of the competitors talk about it.
I really enjoyed the sound of a seagull, so I want to create it for myself. So I practice a little bit, and it's a really fun sound, but it's also a difficult sound to create. Overwhelming. I don't know how to describe it. It's like just very amazing. I didn't thought I would win this competition. It was just for fun, and this is the result. So, yeah, it's awesome.
I think you said I didn't thought that I would win this competition, but it sounded like,
I didn't thought.
So where's him imitating a seagull?
I got it right here. Oh. I got it right here. Don't just relax.
I'm like, I thought it was just him talking about imitating a seagull. This is the biggest tease ever.
It's not just one guy. There's multiple people. Okay. In fact, there is a host that has a large yellow beak on his head as he is holding the microphone. And what really impresses me, if you can get the mental image, this is in like a pub like you'd expect over in Europe.
For some reason, I thought of a beach, but okay.
No, it's a pub maybe near a beach. I don't know. Okay. But what really impresses me about the way that these competitors are posturing themselves for the microphone is that, they really arc their back,
like
inverted.
The
so they get the kind of like a bird's chest, and like all of them have a little bit different posture.
Okay.
But let's have a listen to some of these competitors in the seagull imitation competition. Okay. So that's contestant number one.
Okay.
Sounds painful.
Pretty good. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah. She's in the wrong competition, not monkey competition.
Not as strong. No. Not as strong. Not sounded good. Too human.
Too nasally.
But you heard the crowd react
to
that.
Like,
yeah,
they're like, oh.
Oh.
No.
No, not enough for you? Sounded kind of like a seal there at the end.
And you could tell, depressed, though.
But you could tell as the day went on and everyone got progressively drunker that they got more impressed with the...
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Nobody doing the seagulls from...
Mine.
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 Mine. Mine. Mine. Mine.
See, that would have been hilarious.
I would have voted for that.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I was at the grocery store over the weekend. There was a long line at checkout. And I forgot what my total was, but the woman was supposed to give me 15 bucks in change. And instead, she gave me two tens by accident. So what do you do when that happens?
Message deleted.
Walk away.
Give it back.
Never to be seen again. Yeah, it's $5, man. Like, $5 is not going to change your life or really do much for you at all. But it is going to screw up her day.
Yeah, it could mess up their till.
It's going to come out of her pocket. Yeah. So, you know, just don't do that, man.
Man, if it was like 50 G's.
Walk away.
Yeah. Walk away, disappear.
Disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. I was at the gym the other day, and there was a guy who was working out, and he left his wallet on the, like, elliptical trainer that he was on that was right next to me. And I kind of recognized, not recognized, I sort of saw who he was, but you don't really pay attention to the person that's next to you. Mm-hmm. So he got off and walked away, and then I just realized there was a wallet sitting there. And so, obviously, I rifled through it, took all the cash, and then went and turned it
stole
in.
Stole his identity?
Yeah. So call me Jake from here on out. I appreciate it. Okay. No, just take it right over to the counter and say somebody left their wallet, and that's it. And then I saw a guy that I thought was him walking by a few minutes later, and I go, hey, man, were you just working out on this machine? And for some reason, he lied to me. He said no. I was like, are you sure? Because somebody left their wallet. Feels in his pocket. My wallet. Yeah. I'm like, it's over there at the counter. What the hell is going on here?
What was he doing to that machine?
Yeah. Did you think he broke it? And I was like, the elliptical police? What is happening here? So strange.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. And vampirus. Hey, listen, I always wondered, what is the deal with the weather today is going to be 60 degrees, but it feels like 45. I mean, is this some sort of machine they have somewhere? Or are they hiring people that are kind of walking around town that they're checking their, you know, saying, hey, this is what it feels like today? What's your take on that?
Message deleted.
It's called wind chill.
Yeah. It's a thermometer is what the machine is that they use to determine the temperature.
And then you factor in the wind and wind chill, and that's why it'll
wind
tell
chill.
You.
And also,
what it feels like.
If it's going to be 60 degrees today, but it feels like 40 right now, it's because it very well may be 40 earlier in the day, and then the high at some point during the day
it's
is going to be 60.
Something, yeah.
Or there's a stupid amount of humidity. There's a lot of factors that go into the weather.
Weather, man.
Is it windy outside today?
I hope not. No.
Doesn't look too bad.
Just got a notification. There's movement at my front door.
Oh, no.
It's just a car. It's a car driving by.
Turns
out it's not an intruder trying to steal my life.
It's that guy at the gym.
When you're the elliptical police, you have a lot of enemies, okay?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, you guys ever been in a crowded convenience store and the clerk at the register was so loud about asking you to donate your change that you really have no choice but to dump $7 in there? And when it comes to loose change, do you have a cutoff? At some point you're like, yeah, that's a little too close to the buck. I think I'm going to hold on to that.
Message deleted.
All change goes. If given the opportunity, I find myself driving off before they give me my change back sometimes just because
what
I don't.
What a boss move that is. Oh, you are so rich. Hashtag how rich? Hashtag I don't even want to be bothered with being presented with my change.
Hella rich.
I don't want to keep it in my car. It's dirty, man.
It's dirty.
It's nasty. I won't be touching
so
change.
So are you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So which dinosaur would you like to hear about first? The dead T-Rex that they discovered or the live alligator that they're messing with?
Let's go with the live alligator they're messing with first.
All right, so they decided they wanted to study how dinosaurs heard things back in the day, and so the closest current living relative to dinosaurs is alligators. And so they thought, well, how can we do this in the most effective way possible?
Did they put headphones on them? And
But first, they gave
them... Do alligators have ears?
They have to be like...
Were they like the big douchey Beats headphones that you see the guys wearing at the gym? Well, the experiment was conducted by two scientists who put headphones on the alligators after injecting them with ketamine.
Oh, that doesn't seem safe for anyone.
No, they injected 40 different American alligators with ketamine.
Guys. Then what? Just put on some like really bad club techno music and let them just like have at it.
All of a sudden, you see like the crocodile, the alligators,
can
like
taste purple.
You can taste purple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they set the creatures up with earbuds and electrodes that were placed on their heads to record their neural responses. The study revealed that both alligators and birds have similar responses to locate sounds using a similar type of neural mapping. It showed that the size of an alligator does not alter the way their brain sound direction works. So they were just trying to get a better understanding, and so the ketamine helped to relax them.
Don't Google alligator ears because it's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Like, because when you think of an alligator, you're like, where are the ears on it? You're like, it's like this weird little hole in the side of its head that they have to like yank open.
Yes. Back to the old T-Rex here. A dinosaur skeleton named Scotty is the mother of all dinosaurs, according to researchers who say they have identified the biggest T-Rex in the books. Its nickname, Scotty, comes from the bottle of scotch that the scientists got drunk on after they discovered the huge T-Rex.
Okay.
It weighs more than 19,400 pounds, dates back 66 million years. First discovered in 1991, the road to Scotty's identification as the world's biggest T-Rex was drawn out by a delicate process in which researchers excavated the bones from a sandshore over the course of a decade. So they think that this enormous T-Rex, Scotty, died when he was about 30 years old, lived about 30 years, and that was an unusually long lifespan for a T-Rex. The massive skeleton is set to be unveiled in May of this year at the Royal Saskatchewan Museum.
So Scotty actually was just big boned?
Yes, he was, Mahoney. I really do love that theme from Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
it's just so epic.
We didn't get eaten. Let's continue to live our lives with Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, yay, please.
Somebody just lock a door so the raptors can't open them. Problem
they
solved.
Open them.
It's a deadbolt. Just put a deadbolt on the thing with a keyhole on the other side.
Yeah.
Just to, let's get rid of the latches.
Get rid of the handles. Just make them the turning ones.
Yes.
Like, I don't have thumbs. This is very frustrating. I'm going to eat all of you if I can ever get in there.
And finally, a couple of things. This is actually a sweet story. A dog lover named Emma, 7 years old of Heartland, Wisconsin, has been diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor, which is really sad. Her family, you know, they live busy lives, and some members suffer from allergies, and the young girl can't have a pet at the house as a result of that. Mm-hmm. And so she got on the internet, and this is what the internet is for.
Hold on.
What?
Your daughter has a brain tumor that can't be operated on.
Yeah. And you're going to sneeze if you have a dog and you're not going to let her have a dog?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Hey.
Dude.
Come on.
Dude.
Deal with your itchy nose and your watery eyes, you bitch.
Take a Zyrtec. Jesus.
Yeah. I was afraid you'd pick up on that. Anyway, she asked for the internet to send her dog pictures, and it was an overwhelming response.
Okay.
So they actually got to the point where they had to set up a P.O. box because the people were actually sending her physical pictures of dogs, and that got maxed out. She also reached the max capacity of her emails, which was 3,000 within an hour.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I love that the internet is coming through and sending pictures of dogs because that's so sweet. But hey, family.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation did reach out, and she's going to get to be a veterinarian for a day, so she's going to get to hang out at a vet's office.
Okay.
A dozen police dogs also came over and paid her a visit, and I hope they peed everywhere.
Yes.
Just all over the place. Just shed, just rub their back and their belly, just hair everywhere.
Get your kid a dog.
Yeah.
It's her last wish.
It's really,
like,
really,
come on, man. Do the right thing.
And finally, back in the news again today, South Carolina. A school bus driver in South Carolina swerved to avoid hitting two squirrels on Friday morning.
Oh, no.
And instead crashed into a house after hitting a tree.
Were there kids on the bus?
Six kids on board. Everyone's okay.
Thank God.
Driver was cited for the incident, but will not lose their job. And a neighbor.
How? You ran into a house with a school bus full of children.
There has to be a hierarchy. Like, I feel bad for the squirrel. This is the hard lesson that the squirrel family has to learn.
You messed up.
We shan't hang out in the road from here on out. Your neighbor talks about it.
I looked out my front door. There is a bus that had crashed into the house across the street. It was a howl and cry, like in pain or something. I couldn't figure out what was going on. It sounded like metal scraping on wood also. And a loud bang, loud crash.
The driver
told the officers that two squirrels had run out in front of her, and she had swerved to avoid hitting the squirrels. Unfortunately, she overcorrected and lost control of the bus. She was cited for failure to exercise due care.
What is going on? We have to go back,
what?
Right?
It's a howling.
I mean, it's...
the street. It was a...
Sounds like my first girlfriend.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a question for you in Know the Show. Here it is.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
What's sleeping in for you on the weekends?
Oh, if we make it to...
That's wonderful.
That's wonderful. Yeah, there is a specific time that I mentioned that it feels so great to sleep into, and I'll give you a hint. It's not late in the day at all. My wife and I kind of have this trade-off thing where if it's possible, one of us has to take the kids and go downstairs while the other one like tries to sleep for another hour or two.
Half hour.
So she did that for me this past Saturday, and then on Sunday, I was going to do that for her, and I had got up and was holding the baby. Because I have a 4-month-old and a 3-year-old, and we were about to walk downstairs. My wife goes, I'll just get up too. And I'm like, no, I will trade you spots. Like, if we shouldn't all just get up and waste this extra sleep. Like, I will gladly get back into bed right now
and
pop off another hour. No, she just, she went ahead and just forsake her extra sleep. And then she's, all grumpy all day. It's my problem.
Now you owe her. Next week.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to get up.
Sleeping in is a thing of the past, even on the weekends, because kids don't really seem to understand that, hey, it's Saturday. We should take a little extra
Once they're
time.
In school, though, maybe they'll appreciate
it. My 3-year-old is in school. Uh-huh. 4 days a week now in preschool, just half days, but still.
Sure.
She's always the one bing first thing up. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Josh.
What is it?
Josh.
What is the correct time? What did I say is sleeping in for me on the weekend?
7:15.
I got 13 hours of sleep this past Saturday.
13 hours?
Just to throw that out there.
Yeah, so here's the thing is that I've never been a big sleeper. Like, I've never really liked sleeping in any of that stuff. Even waking up in the morning isn't really that hard for me. It's just going to bed and turning it off at night.
Sure.
That's much harder. Mahoney, if you ever choose to have a child, which, you and the fiance have talked about it.
Yeah.
It is going to ruin your life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to be a grump?
It's going to make me so happy.
Oh, God.
Are you going to be drinking more coffee, too?
These kids better learn to fend on their own.
Well, Josh, we're going to set you up with some tickets. Sublime with Rome, Friday, June 14th, Mandalay Bay Beach. Part of the Beach Series presented by X107.5. Hope you enjoy that show, man.
Thank you, guys.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.